From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says effective immediately, U.S. wheat may now be shipped to Kenya, regardless of the state of origin or port of export. This important step will allow U.S. wheat growers from Idaho, Oregon, and Washington to be added to the list of states that can now ship wheat to Kenya. For 12 years, USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service has worked closely with Kenyan officials to address plant health concerns, keeping U.S. wheat out of Kenya. Lemon prices are reportedly lower than a year ago. Farmers say larger crops and overlapping harvests from other growing areas have put more fruit on the market. Today, more farmers are harvesting a new seedless variety they hope to boost lemon sales. Most demand for lemons comes from the food service buyers that use them as condiments. California produces about 3/4 of the lemons grown in the U.S. U.S. dairy's use of water to produce milk is roughly 5 times more efficient than it was in 1960. According to MilkBusiness.com, research conducted by Nebraska's Doherty Water for Food Global Institute found annual water investments in U.S. livestock dropped 36%, with dairy leading the way. Pork was next at nearly 4 times, poultry 3 times, and beef about double. The improvement likely came from a combination of selective breeding, genetic engineering, and supplements, resulting in more food being produced per animal. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.